The United States has now registered 200,000 coronavirus deaths.
Cases surging in Brazil, where they are digging mass graves to bury the dead.
China has reported a 50% rise in the number of people who've died of COVID-19 in the city of Wuhan.
When the year 2020 began, no one was prepared for the fast-paced event that would occur, leading to the death of hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The novel coronavirus, called COVID-19, was first discovered in Wuhan, China. Country after country unraveled the impact COVID-19 brought. In Nigeria, weeks after it became obvious how contagious and deadly the virus was, states began to close down schools as well as other sectors of the economy. Midway through second semester exams, Lagos State Government announced the closure of schools as the country went into lockdown to slow down the spread of COVID-19. 6 months after schools were shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Lagos State Government announced the staggered reopening of schools. While basic schools and transition classes were to resume, all preschool and nursery classes were to remain shut.
For our tertiary institutions, they will be allowed to open from September the 14th, 2020. However, as regards our primary and secondary schools, we're working towards reopening them around the 21st of September 2020.
Some school owners who spoke to Nigeria Info on resumption explained that there was no plan to increase fees as many parents had lost their jobs to the pandemic.
Most parents are out of job. Bad venture. Any parent asks for maybe part payment, I will accept.
Personally, I'm not going to increase my fees because I know realities on ground, but it's going to cost us more. And I would say it's the sacrifice we have to pay in educating our children. So instead of paying at once, we can still pay three times.
As students began to settle into a new academic session, parents lament the high cost of textbooks. It appears that schools make a lot of profit from this to the detriment of parents struggling to pay even school fees.
For our children nowadays, it's very bad. Because of the providers and proprietors of private school giving to us now, it's not good enough. It's not easy at all for us to get textbooks for our children in the bookshop. They bought the textbook directly from the publisher, and for us to go and get it outside is very difficult. From Ikorodu to Ayaba to go and look for textbook, and I couldn't find any of the textbook there.
I know the Bible for schools, so I hear the Bible.
But how safe are students as they go back to school? Students and teachers have been mandated to wear nose masks and carry hand sanitizers. I spoke with the public affairs officer of the Lagos State Ministry of Education, Mr. Kayode Abayomi, on preparations to receive students in public schools. Mr. Abayomi stated that the government is currently building more classrooms to ensure there's more space in compliance with COVID-19 protocols.
An instruction has been passed out, and the commissioner has been stating itself that in the classroom, students must not be more than 30, at most 30. We are already operating our infrastructure, constructing more classrooms. So that is one of the things that we more classrooms like this.
The Director General of the National Center for Disease Control on Nigeria Info's program COVID-19 Heroes believes the reopening of schools might lead to a rise in the number of COVID-19 infections across the country.
Most states are about to reopen schools, so we are the NYSC camps are about to open soon, so there are many opportunities for increased transmission, and we have to keep at it to really see that we do not lose the gains that we've had.
The World Health Organization cautions on the use of masks by children. In a document published on its website, children under 5 years should not wear nose masks. 6 to 11-year-olds are to wear masks. WHO and UNICEF advise that children aged 12 and above can wear masks under same conditions as adults, especially when it is impossible to get a 1 meter distance between people. An air nose and throat specialist, Dr. Adefolase Adebayo, explains the possible health effects of wearing masks for a long time and how school children can be protected.
Persons that don't have that type of mask that allow you to breathe in air and breathe out air, that filters in air, it is just the one-way kind of mask in which maybe the air escapes from the sides of the mask. You still get oxygen, but this time when you are breathing out, you also breathe in some higher levels of carbon dioxide. And we've advised that if people use face masks, once they get uncomfortable, they move away from the public space and lower their mask and breathe. It is advocated for smaller children, they should use face shields. children that are in school, it's advised whatever pass that a child should have, child's name should be written on it. You know, children, one person can take that person's mask. They even have an upper respiratory tract infection, can be transmitted from person to person. For mask for children, it should be washed every time. It's not something that you use, oh, let's use it the next day. You wash them and probably sterilize them with hot water. Especially for children that have things like asthma or allergies.
So, how do we keep students safe as they go back to school? The NCDC gives some tips. 1. Frequent hand washing. 2. Keeping away from other persons with safe distances. 3. Platooning of classes. Some students might come in the morning while some come in the afternoon. 4. Possible use of outdoor learning. Although UNICEF states that the direct impact of COVID-19 on children and adolescents is very limited, children are possible transmitters of the virus and need to be protected as much as possible. For Nigeria Info, I am Wemimo Adewunmi.